The Baltimore Orioles Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., is expected to announce today that this will be his last season in Major League Baseball. Ripken will have spent 21 seasons, his entire pro career, with his hometown team. Perhaps the pinnacle of his career came in 1995.
It is official now. Cal Ripken has broken Lou Gehrig's record. The new record set by the Orioles Iron Man, 2,131 consecutive games.
Fans applauded Ripken for 22 minutes that night. He played another 500 games before sitting one out. He's been known for his endurance, but in recent years he has slowed down. He's switched from playing shortstop to third base and is batting well below his career average. Dave Scheinen is a writer with the Washington Post. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ripken broke the news to you yesterday. What did he say about it? Why did he decide to retire this year?
Well, he said that the past few years he's come to the realization that all the time that he spent away from his family, he's been in professional baseball for about 23, 24 years now. It just all sort of caught up to him, and he really wanted to spend more time at home. He also has his youth baseball complex that he's building currently in his hometown of Aberdeen, Maryland, has sort of supplanted playing the game as his life's passion, and he wanted to devote more energy to that. He's gotten really involved in youth baseball in the past couple of years. I also think it would be foolish not to think that his playing performance this year didn't have something to do with it. He said it didn't, but it is setting up to be one of the least productive seasons of his career, and it's at the point in the baseball season now where it can no longer be just shrugged off as a slow start.
You don't want to see a classy guy like Ripken stay too long, as some have.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think he knew the time was right. He has about 3 or 4 weeks until the All-Star game in Seattle. It will be his 19th in a row. And the rest of this season sort of now sets up as sort of a farewell tour to him. The very interesting thing to me is that the Orioles' final game this year and what will likely be his last game of his career will be at Yankee Stadium on September 30th. So you have the possibility of Ripken standing at a microphone at Yankee Stadium on the same spot where Lou Gehrig gave his famed farewell speech in 1939.
2,632 consecutive games, one of seven players to hit more than 3,000 hits and 400 home runs. He's got a World Series ring, two MVPs. This is a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. I think even without the streak, which remains his primary legacy, that he's still a Hall of Fame player. The 3,000 hit plateau is pretty much solid guarantee of Hall of Fame election. He reached that last season. He also hit 400 homers, which is another one of those benchmarks, the big round numbers that generally get you in. His legacy is that he played every day, and that he played every day for so long, but he also is one of the game's all-time greats in terms of achievements.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
Dave Scheinen writes for the Washington Post.